Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindel.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Shane Yelich, a fly ball, right center field. This ball's back there, bye-bye baseball! Christian Yelich, welcome back to the lineup.
Oh, that sounds so good. Lane Grindel's with us from Chicago. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you today.
Great call on the Yelich home run. I want to ask you actually about pitching because I just can't get over this, Lane. I mean, this pitching has been absolutely phenomenal. A lot of guys that we didn't know a lot about. Give us some perspective. How good has the Brewers pitching been?
Well, it's been great, and I think, you know, it's easy to look at the numbers and look at the success they've had and convince yourself you should be surprised because it is some new pieces. It is a lot of young guys, but I think the Brewers have kind of proven over the years that they are very good at identifying talent and getting the most out of them, and they're doing it again this year. They did a great job of acquiring more depth from a starting pitching standpoint, specifically coming into this season, and it has been tested like it usually is early. And the Brewers are doing it again, man. They have put together a very good rotation, and also they've been able to be creative, right? They have some guys that they can use out of the bullpen for multiple innings. They can bring them in leverage spots late, and that just gives them the ability to mix and match and get to those 27 outs a lot of different ways.
I hear the cracking of some bats. Lane, where are you right now? What do you see?
I am at Wrigley, and I'm watching batting practice right now, a little early batting practice for some of the Cubs players.
I know it's only May, but this series just before it even begins seems to have a feel of it being important. How big is this series early on in the season?
Well, I think every divisional series is really important, right? I mean, you don't play as many games against your division as you used to now that you have the balanced schedule. So they're always important. I think everybody's going to be amped up for this one. It's always fun when you play the Cubs, right? I mean, it's a rivalry. There's been some pretty memorable moments the last few years between these two teams, specifically the NLDS last year, and this is the first time they've faced off since then. So I think it feels big. It's certainly going to feel big for the fans. If you're a player, you probably can't get too caught up in that. You know, you got the wind blowing out tonight. It's about executing pitches, and it's about putting together good at-bats. I mean, it still comes down to that in the end.
Is Sprout, the right-handed pitcher, is he taking the mound for today?
Yeah, Sprout will be on the mound tonight. This will be his ninth appearance for the Brewers, his seventh start with the crew this year, and he's pitched so much better since that opening day tough outing against the White Sox. So he'll take the ball tonight for the Brewers. He got his first win in his last outing, which was great to see. And, man, this is a kid that has so much potential. The stuff is really, really high level. I mean, there's a very high ceiling, but he's young, and there's going to be ups and downs for him probably throughout portions of this season. But he has shown some flashes of brilliance, and hopefully that'll show up here tonight.
Lane Grindel with us from the booth at Wrigley Field. Is Wrigley as a broadcaster a good place to call a game or not your favorite?
No, I enjoy it. You know, it's a tight booth, and it's a little maybe antiquated would be the word you would use, but I enjoy being here. It's always a good atmosphere. There's usually a pretty decent amount of Brewers fans that make the trip down as well, especially through this last decade or so with the Brewers playing as good a baseball as they've been playing. So this is fun for me. I love coming to this place. The games always feel like they matter, especially the last couple of years with these two teams kind of duking it out at the top of this division. So it's fun. It is tight. It is a little bit less comfortable than some of the other places, but that's not a big deal to me. I think it's fun. Once you get in your chair and you're looking out across this place, it's usually pretty electric.
Yeah, kind of awkward when you and Josh have to share a chair, but other than that,
yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get along really well, so that's good. we do get pretty cozy in this booth, there's no doubt about it.
How's the food there?
Not good, John.
Just like the booth?
John,
kind of antiquated,
bad.
Cozy?
It's bad.
It's usually some choice of a roasted meat.
Don't ask about the men's bathroom either. Is it still that trough-looking thing?
Well, I mean, not in the press. The press box one's great. No complaints there. They renovated that a few years ago, so that gets high marks. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a farm boy from Iowa, so I eat anything. So I'm probably the worst person to ask for a review. It works for me. I'll eat whatever they put in front of me.
Hey, do you duck back and forth to home when it's in Chicago? I mean, I you stay down there, but if there's a special birthday or something, can you get back and forth, or is it no, it's a work trip, and you're there always for the whole trip?
I've done it before. I mean, typically, no. I typically just stick with the team and stay here. But when we have an off day in the middle of a road trip before the Cubs portion or the White Sox portion of a series down here begins, then I will duck home because it is so convenient to take the train down here if you need to, or get a car and come down. So it kind of depends on the situation. And if there's something really special going on back home, then yeah, right? Like my daughter's confirmation was yesterday. If we would have been rained out early or something in Minnesota, I might have tried to scramble and get back to Milwaukee and be there for that. But the weather cleared up, and we played yesterday, which was the best-case scenario. So in this business, you know you're just going to miss stuff. That's part of it. You get to make it up for the 5 months in the off season when you get to be a full-time dad. So that's kind of how it balances out.
Lane, it shows you how consistent the Brewers have been, that the Cubs have won 10 games in a row twice, but the Brewers now have won or tied six series in a row, and they're right there. They're right within striking distance. Very consistent play by the Brewers.
Yeah, they've done such a good job keeping their head above water with all the injuries early, and now they're kind of loaded up, right? They've got, especially from a position player standpoint, they've got their guys back, and the lineup is probably as dangerous as it's ever been when you look at it on paper. So I think they've just kind of stay the course all season long. And you're right. I mean, there's been two really big winning streaks from the Cubs. They've also got a 15-game home winning streak that's going on right now. And in spite of all of that, you know, they look in the rearview mirror and the Brewers are right there like they always are. So I'm sure they feel like they can't shake them. And the Brewers, I think anybody that has paid attention to this thing over the last decade knows the Brewers are going to be right there in the end.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle with us from the booth at Wrigley, the one booth in the major leagues where you want to make sure you're wearing your deodorant. Thank you so much, Lane.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.